Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Wake Up with the Warriors. We are recapping the penultimate game of the season here, the Tuesday night game against the New Orleans Pelicans. This was an interesting game and a fun game in a lot of ways. It was entirely meaningless for both teams. The Warriors have already clinched the top seed in the Western Conference, don't have anything to play for in terms of catching the teams ahead of them in the Eastern Conference. Really nothing to play for except staying healthy. The Pelicans have been eliminated for quite some time, probably in their best interest to not win, but the odds are so tiny there, negligible between spots, that really doesn't matter too much. So both teams were trying, but not particularly trying hard. Or more specifically, not fielding their best lineups, not making the types of decisions you would be making if you were trying to win a game. So for the Warriors, the way that manifested was both Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant did not play in this game. Draymond Green only played 18 minutes. DeMarcus Cousins and Steph Curry started. And the goal here really was to emerge from this game without any injuries, and they flirted with disaster there. Curry in the first quarter had a bit of a scare. He rolled his ankle. It was very visible. He didn't step on anyone. He just planted and his ankle rolled a little bit. And naturally with Curry's history of ankle injuries, it gave everyone a minor heart attack to see that. He took himself out of the game, headed to the locker room. The news ended up being fine. The team diagnosed him as having a mild foot sprain on his right foot. They kept him out of the game for precautionary reasons. He will almost positively be out of Wednesday's season finale, but he reiterated after the game that he is perfectly fine for the playoffs. So nothing to worry about there, though it certainly gave the team a little bit of a scare and certainly gave everyone watching a bit of a scare. So with the Warriors resting some of their players by choice and by injury, and not having anything to play for, it gave us a fun opportunity to see some players who we're really not going to see again this year, beyond Wednesday night's game against the Grizzlies. Three players on this roster that we're really not going to see in the playoffs, barring something crazy. Marcus Derrickson and Damian Lee are both on two-way contracts. That means that they are ineligible to play in the playoffs, so there is zero chance that we will see either of those players in the playoffs. It's worth noting that those players are allowed to stay with the team, be with the team. So they will almost surely travel with the team, both so they can be bodies at practice and just for the overall camaraderie in the locker room. They've been part of the journey throughout this season. It's certainly in Steve Kerr's style and Bob Myers' style and the leaders in the Warriors clubhouse style to want to bring those guys with them on the journey, but league rules prohibit them from being able to actually play in the playoffs since they are not on guaranteed contracts. So we got to see a little bit of them tonight. Derrickson was the one player who didn't really play much. He only came in for the final 5 minutes of the game, but he scored 5 points during that time, grabbed three rebounds, looked good. And Lee had himself a tremendous game. It was a little bit of an audition of sorts. Certainly he will be looking to sign a guaranteed contract next year rather than a two-way contract. It wouldn't be surprising if the Warriors were that team, both because he has been a part of them this year and there's that familiarity, and of course because of the familial ties, as he is Steph Curry's brother-in-law. And he was tremendous tonight. Second game in a row that he's played really well. He shot lights out, 7 of 13 from the field, 4 of 7 from beyond the arc, 20 points and 7 rebounds. Just a tremendous all-around game from Lee, who was very active and very strong offensively. And the third player that we're unlikely to see in the playoffs is, of course, rookie Jacob Evans III. Evans, unlike Derrickson and Lee, will be allowed to play in the playoffs, but barring injuries, it's not going to happen because the Warriors have 15 players on their roster. They can only have 13 active on any night. Evans is obviously 15th out of those 15 on the active roster. Well, I should say 14th out of 15 since Damian Jones is injured and out for the season. But long story short, someone would have to get injured and be inactive in order for Evans to even be activated for a game, let alone to play. So we're unlikely to see him until Summer League. But really, for the first time all year, we saw him play really well. He got the start, which was a fun opportunity for him. He led the team with 37 minutes played. So a guy who's been picking up, you know, a few minutes here and a few minutes a few weeks later, finally got extended playing time for really the first time, and he capitalized. His jump shot looked smooth, which we hadn't seen earlier in the year. He shot 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 4 from three-point range, but even those missed three-pointers, the form was very smooth, much better than it was before when he was dealing with some injuries. Finished with 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocked shots. It was a strong all-around game. Really, for the first time in his rookie season, he looked like an NBA player. He looked like a guy who can contribute to this team. He was fundamentally sound on both ends of the court, played good defense, looked smooth on offense. It was fun to see. So as for the actual game itself, it started off incredibly slowly. The Warriors didn't score for the first 4 minutes of the game. And both teams were just sluggish in the first quarter. The Pelicans led 19-18 after one. It was just not much going on. But things picked up in the second quarter. There was a lot of energy. Jordan Bell came in and had some terrific, terrific minutes, including one of the best dunks by any Warriors player this year. He had a tremendous putback dunk where he started on the right side of the court. Damian Lee shot a jumper, missed it wide left, and Bell, coming across the court from the right side, managed to catch it with his left hand on the left side of the basket and slam it home. So that was a huge highlight. Bell finished with 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Really strong game for him. He might have earned himself a look in the playoffs. And just in general, the second quarter, there was energy. The Warriors outscored the Pelicans 38-37. We got to see some fun flow from both teams. We got to see some Pelicans players who are auditioning to have roles in the league next year play well. Christian Wood had 26 points and 12 rebounds. Former lottery pick Jahlil Okafor, 30 points. And even former Warriors champion Ian Clark had 20 points, though it was a very inefficient night for him as he shot 8 for 22. In the third quarter, it was kind of more of the same. Much better energy than in the early goings of the game, but still just a game driven by back-of-the-bench players who were really auditioning for next year and for contracts going forward. Really, the only established player who played any minutes here for the Warriors was Boogie Cousins, who played 35 minutes. They got to run the offense through him a bit. 21 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. It was the third quarter where the Warriors did their most damage, outscoring the Pelicans by 9, and they were able to hang on to that into the fourth and walk away with a 112-103 win. Again, a meaningless game, but a win is a win. It gave the Warriors the best win total over a 6-year stretch in NBA history, or it tied them with the Boston Celtics, I should say. They'll have the chance to take the outright lead in that category tomorrow in the season finale against the Memphis Grizzlies.